Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome once again to Border Crossings. Today we are joined by a singer-songwriter who has certainly logged her frequent flyer miles. She's moved around the world a few times, performed around the world, and we're talking to Jane today about her brand new third album, which is called The Fool. Welcome to the Voice of America, Jane.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be here.
Happy to have you. Now, your journey, your life journey, started in France.
Yes.
Which is where you were born. And then you started moving from there. And what I read was that your father was in the oil business. So he kept moving. You moved along with the family.
Yeah.
But certainly moving to Paris and Abu Dhabi and Congo and all the places that you've lived must have influenced your songwriting.
Of course. Yeah, definitely. I started to write my own song when I was living in the Congo, in a town called Pointe Noire, and that's really where I fell in love with the music and the rhythm, and that's why I wanted to make music. It's to communicate with a lot of people, you know, around the globe.
Mm-hmm. And where are you right now? Where have you landed?
I'm in my kind of home studio right now, where I write my demos and stuff, and it's in near Paris actually. So it's my little laboratory, you know.
So you're right back where you started.
Exactly. Well, I was born in the southwest of France. Now I live around Paris. So yeah.
Wow, not lucky, lucky you, the city of love, Paris.
Exactly.
Wow. So, okay, this is the third album.
Yeah.
And how does this one differ from your very first album in 2015 or Shoulder, the last album? How have you evolved? How do you think you've evolved?
I evolved in a lot of ways. You know, my first album were influenced by Congolese music most of the time, and electronic music. And now with the lockdown and the confinement, I really felt the need to, you know, investigate myself a little bit, to be more at ease with myself and to ask myself a lot of questions as an artist. You know, what artist do I want to be? What do I want to show to people? And I really wanted to write about love on this album, because I feel like we live in a time, especially in France right now, where it's quite violent, you know. So I really wanted to make an album about peace and about love, and to try something else, actually, something that I didn't try. So it's more 70s, it's more electronic folk, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, France has been in the news a lot lately because of the change of the workday schedule and the resistance to that. And Macron is traveling around the world, and of course, VOA News covers all of that. But today we're talking with Jane about music. Now, your real name is Jeannie. How did you come up with Jane?
Well, it's pronounced Jeanne in France.
Jeanne, okay.
Yeah, I wanted something, you know, a word that everybody can pronunciate around the world. And I was about like 16 years old when I found Jane. And I was reading something about, you know, the Jainist. It's kind of it's an Indian religion, actually. And it was a sentence that said, "Don't be sorry if you lose and don't be proud if you win." And I thought it was quite good, and Jane was sounding good, so I just chose it.
Jainism.
Yes.
Right? Jainism. Jane is our guest here on Border Crossings, and The Fool came out in April, middle of April, and so exciting times for you. Now, you have performed on some of the world's biggest stages. You were at Coachella, you were at Lollapalooza, you performed at the FIFA World Cup. I don't think it gets any bigger than that. You performed at the Ryder Cup. You performed everywhere around the world. Do you have favorite places that you have performed or like to perform?
Every place is kind of different, but I really loved touring in the States, actually, because it was amazing. You know, you woke up to another land, another country, and every morning was so different. You woke up and you see cowboys. And it's amazing.
Well, it depends where you live. You don't see cowboys.
And I really loved, actually, also South America.
Mm.
Oh, I found the audience really, really cool, and everybody was dancing a lot better than I. So.
How would you describe your music?
Right now, it's more personal than before because of all that happened, you know. And Well, it's kind of ethereal. I really listened to a lot of Kate Bush when I was in London, and I didn't know so much about her. But when I was, I think it was in March 2020, and I discovered her album called The Kick Inside. And it really, really inspired me for this album because it was so, you know, ethereal and it was so cosmic. And I really wanted to make people fly a little bit, you know, to get out of space.
And so you're kind of, you're very young. So you're like, your music tastes are a little bit on the older side. You like Stevie Nicks as well.
I love Stevie Nicks. Yeah. I love Stevie Nicks. And that's also something, you know, I have a lot of vinyls from my parents and they used to listen to a lot of music from the 70s. And I discovered Fleetwood Mac like 3 years ago. I didn't know about them. I don't know why, but it was amazing. And I was listening to John Bass, and I was listening to Stevie Nicks a lot, Ricky Lee Jones, you know.
Yes, wow. 70s and 80s, huh? You like
the yeah.
You think that's the best era for music? I mean, if you had to pick an era.
I don't know. No, I think every year is good, you know. I mean, I'm not only listening to folk rock music, you know, I'm listening to every kind of music and I just evolve around that. And I want to my album to be different in that way, you know. I want my album to be each of them is different, you know. The first one was more about like Congolese rumba influenced and reggae music, and this one is something else, you know, another artistic proposition actually.
And you play the drums.
I played the drums a little bit, yeah, the guitar, the bass a little bit.
I see everything in your collection of instruments. I don't see the drum set. Oh, electronic drums.
Electronic. Actually, yeah, I don't have it right now, but I have a TR-808 somewhere.
Jane is with us here on Border Crossings today, talking about her music, her travels, and her new album, The Fool. Would you do a song for us? I mean, everybody's anticipating eagerly hearing you sing.
Yeah, definitely. I can play maybe The Fool if you want.
Sure, I would love it.
Cool.
The title track, The Fool. Okay, here's Jane. This is The Fool from the album, The Fool.
Walking on the wire from Earth to Venus ground, playing with my balance, I'm not afraid to fall. I should have known better. A rain of fiery rocks, the sun lights up the dark. I'm dancing. I'm
Crossings, and that's The Fool. That is the title track to Jane's brand new album. We are joined by Jane, who is at home in Paris. She's in France right now, which is where she was born originally and has moved around the world. What's The Fool about? Tell me about that song. Why is that the title track, and what inspired the song?
So actually, my mother is reading, you know, the tarot, the Marseille tarot. It's a divination play card. Mm-hmm. And since I'm a child, she always reads the different cards. You know, there's the sun, the lovers, the moon, and the fool, actually. The fool is the first card of the tarot of Marseille, which is from Italy, I think. And the fool means like a new journey, to take risk, to try something else. And it's a lonely journey, but also full of introspection. And that's really why I wanted to start this album with The Fool, is because it's a new kind of journey, a new artistic proposition for people that is really different from the other one. And I wanted to, you know, to make a cosmic journey.
Was it easy for you growing up with a mother who was reading tarot cards for people? She's always predicting things.
Well, it was kind of funny. All of my friends, you know, had their own like reading tarot at home. But you know, it was kind of fun. She loves this kind of I don't know, like cosmic thing, you know, energy. Mm-hmm. And no, I really loved it, and I love the symbolism behind the cards. I think it's really beautiful, and it's really inspiring, because I wanted to make an album but also like a kind of a game. So I drew each card of the tarot, and mm-hmm. each card represents a song from the album. Wow. That I drew, and mm-hmm. people can just collect them, you know. There's a number in it, and so mm-hmm. you can have it and collect and like have it in your home.
Mm-hmm. Do you also have that gift? Can you see into people's futures and lives?
Late at night with friends, you know. But that's it. I'm not
sure. Really, yeah. So Jane is with us, and we're talking music today. And as a songwriter, what songs are your favorite to write? Do you like love songs? Do you like dance songs? I know you've written dance songs. When you're yeah. writing a song, which one do you have the most enjoyment creating?
Well, it depends, you know. Like, I love to write dance songs, because, you know, I'm dancing while I'm singing it and writing it. But I also love to write about love song. And on this album, actually, I think it's the first time that I really wrote a proper love song, because in the past albums, it was more like a global love kind of song, like universal. On this album, it's more, you know, intimate. And it felt really good to write it.
Mm-hmm. Are you in love right now?
Yes, of course.
Ah, so it's easy to write a love song.
Yeah.
As a songwriter, somebody who's with a songwriter has to be very mindful of the fact they might end up becoming a song.
Yeah, it's true.
If you break up with someone, you're going to write about how you felt at that moment.
Yes, true. We have some examples.
Do the guys know that you've written the song about them?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't ask them, but I should.
Yeah, you could send it in an email. You don't have to say anything more than just send the song.
It's true. That's right.
Jane is our guest today, all the way from Paris. And do you have a favorite place that you've lived? And why would it be your favorite place?
Oh, it's a hard question. Actually, I really loved living in the Congo, in a town called Pointe-Noire, because we were living by the sea and we could surf after school, and it was pretty cool, you know. Mm-hmm. But actually, I love living in Paris more and more. You know, I hated it at first, but now I'm starting to really have like my whole life here, so it feels great. But I would love to travel sometimes, you know, to live in another country and continue a journey.
In traveling, you must have experienced a lot of different food, because you know, in the Congo you can only get a certain kind of food. You might not get French cuisine, but
Of course not.
So you certainly developed the taste. When you left France, what was the thing you missed the most? What were you most excited to come back to?
Well, I was living, I was born in the southwest of France. And in the southwest of France, we eat, you know, duck. And it's like,
is that what it is? Foie gras?
Foie gras and magret de canard. And yeah, I was kind of missing it when I was living abroad.
Oh, wow. Jane is our guest. I love your accent. Now, to you, you don't have an accent, but I love the French accent. There's just something very pleasant and romantic about listening to a French accent. And when I listen to you sing, the accent is gone.
Really?
Yeah, we don't hear the accent. So how does that
really
happen? Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea because, like, French people tell me they have an accent. So.
Well, see, French people will hear it. But, you know, when I listen, I don't hear much of an accent. I mean, yeah, you can hear a little bit, but not too much.
I don't know. Maybe it's by imitation, you know, by listening to other artists. And I just have an accent by singing. But I know that I have a really an accent when I speak. Like, I can hear it.
Well, it's a lovely accent. Are you going to do another song for us?
Yes, I'm going to do an old song, actually. Called Come. It was one of my first songs, and I wrote it when I was 16 years old and I was living in the Congo.
No, is this the song that was nominated for a Grammy?
No, it was Makiba that was nominated for a Grammy.
Makiba, okay. All right, we're going to listen to Come is the name of the song.
Exactly.
All right, here is Jane, and this is called Come on Border Crossings. Crossings, and Jane is our guest. The song is called Come, which is one of the older songs on your previous album. And so what is different from this album than the other two albums?
Well, the story behind it is different. I always try to make a story about the album, and this one is really different because it talks a lot about, like, cosmic and love and the tarot card, like I said before, and it's kind of the journey of the fool. So it's another story, it's another artistic proposition also, because there's not the same influences than the previous album. This one is more introspective, this one is more, it's really danceable also, but it's more like 70s, like psychedelic a little more.
So you're very retro. Is that, you know, basically this album is retro, or you're retro?
No, I don't feel like this album is really retro, because we tried to modernize it, but it has some influence that is that are retro, of course. But right. we tried really to not make a vintage record. Like I was influenced by Kate Bush, but we tried to modernize her, you know.
What has been the highlight for Jane so far? I mean, you've accomplished so much. Three albums since 2015, and you've played on some of the, as I said earlier, the biggest stages in the world. What has been your highlight? What has been the moment that you kind of really hold near and dear?
I think it would be maybe Coachella was really nice, because like I was telling myself, yeah, you know, I'm a French artist, so it's not always easy, you know, to be on big stages. And I felt kind of proud, actually, to be there.
That's a great accomplishment, along with all of the many. Rolling Stone magazine has given you great accolades, great praise. They really great, you know, love you and give you high marks, and the critics are loving you. And I know you've been on TV in the U.S. performing your music as well. And is this tour in the U.S. that you're embarking on? Is this an American tour? Is this a world tour? What's the plan for Jane in the year ahead?
Yeah, there will be a world tour, but now it's been like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 years that I didn't release something. So I really want, you know, to be in France and to work my territory, and then to go abroad and have some fun and meet other country.
Mm-hmm. This might be an obvious question. Is the response better, stronger, louder, greater in France, your native country? Or is there a place that you find that the crowd is really, really receptive to what's going on?
Well, in France, it's my country. So, you know, I have like bigger venues and I have bigger audience in France. But actually, every time I went abroad and in Europe, in Germany, in Italy, in Spain, in the States, actually in New York, San Francisco, the crowd and Toronto also was really good. The crowd was really amazing, and I felt really like at home.
And so when you perform, and you've performed for, like you say, Coachella and Lollapalooza, which is 50,000 people, you know, gigantic crowds of people in festivals. And you've also performed more intimate settings where there's much smaller crowds.
Yeah.
Do you have a preference in the audience size? Because it's hard to connect when you're talking to 50,000 people.
Yeah, I feel like it's another job, actually. Like, I love to be in small venue because you can really be close to the audience and you can see their face and their reaction. And I love to play big stage, actually, because it's just, you know, a big crowd, you know, and you see their hands in the air and it's amazing. But I love the two of them, and I love to mix, you know, to mix them up, because when you do big stages, sometimes you forget a little bit, you know, about the intimacy and about connection with the audience. And that's why I really love small venues, actually. It's to reconnect with people.
And an 80,000 seat stadium where FIFA happens, you know, 80,000 people, 100,000 people, however many are there for FIFA, you got to have the echo, you got to deal with the delay in the stadium speakers.
Yes, it was hard, and I was like, my head was all over the place. And I was like, what's happening? And I saw like planes, like right in the sky. So it was amazing. But I think it's a really, really, really good memory. Actually, it was really fun, but I was so scared.
Jane's going to do another song for us. We have time for one more. So, what have you picked as the final song you're going to sing?
It's a song called Maria. It's a personification of the card, the Lovers, actually. And it talks about love and about desire and about, love.
Love. All right. Very simple, but yet complicated term.
Especially.
Here's Jane with Love on Border Crossings. Crossings. That is Jane, and the song is called
Maria.
Maria.
Yeah.
I like it. Maria. I just met a girl named Maria. What a beautiful, beautiful song that is. And so the album is filled with a variety of different kinds of music. Do you play all the instruments? Do you play some of the instruments? What instrumental?
I play some of the instruments, but actually I'm not, like, I play a lot of different instruments, but not really great. I'm not really great at it. So I make like a kind of demo. And then I work with my French producer, actually, called Maxime Nucci. And he have this big studio in Paris. So I'm going there with my demo. And then we reworked the song and he played again the instruments, because he's a multi-instrumentist also. So we work like a binome, actually.
And what's the songwriting process like for you? I mean, do you write the lyrics first? Do you write the melody first? These are personal stories, obviously. And yeah. It must be very therapeutic, too, to tell your stories through music. But what's your process?
Well, it depends of the song, but on this album, like, I really wanted to get back from, you know, to be back from on my basic. Like, I took my guitar, I went to Marseille. I don't know if you know this town.
Yeah, of course, Marseille, yeah.
Yeah, it's in the south of France, and I just
beautiful place, Marseille.
I love it, yeah. Mm. And I rent this, what we call a cabanon, like this little room of just next to the sea. And I went there alone with my guitar and I just start, you know, to write songs alone. Like, I was in my room and I was 16, you know, years old back. And I was just alone with my guitar and I just played, you know, melodies. And then I found the lyrics afterwards. Mm-hmm. And it was really great, because, like, it's been a long time that I didn't, you know, just took my guitar and made a song about love. And I think when you write a song, guitar, voice, it can work in many genre, you know, like, it can be pop, it can be folk, it can be electronic, but it's still a good song because it's working, you know, guitar and voice.
Mm-hmm. So you have done so many different things in your life. It wasn't always music. As you say, you discovered music a little later on. And when you were in school, you were pursuing a different passion.
Yeah. Well, I was drawing a lot. I was painting a lot. I'm still painting a lot, actually. And I wanted to be a designer, you know. I wanted to design, like, artwork and make some cover album, you know. So I decided to draw all the cards for this album. And I actually drew the cover also of this album.
Oh, beautiful. How about fashion? Do you design clothes, too?
Yeah, I made a collaboration with a French designer called Agnès B. And also a brand called Monoprix here in France, which is really quite big. Mm-hmm. And in the future, yeah, I really want to keep drawing and keep, you know, making art.
Wow, that's fantastic. You know, to talk to somebody who's so worldly, so internationally established, and you are a big star in Paris, you're a big star in France, and then you come somewhere to the US where they don't know you as well. Yeah. You can do things here that you can't do in Paris.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, actually, it's really nice, you know, to have both, you know, to be known in France and then you have to start over in the States. You know, it's good for the head.
yes, levels things off. And so I always ask this question to musicians that are on the show. Your favorite three, your top three choices to collaborate with, they could be living or dead, your top three collaborations.
All right. Well, obviously, for this album, it would be Kate Bush. Then it would be, I don't know, like Kendrick.
Wow.
Yeah. And Taylor Swift, yeah.
Wow, so you're a very contemporary pop girl. You didn't say Marie Chevalier, so you're obviously not.
Yes.
Jane is our guest here on Border Crossings. Where can people find you on social media? If they want to check out your tour schedule, where do they go? Tell people where they can find you.
They can go on my Instagram. I have a website, actually, Jane Music, and they can check all the venues and all the CD and all the merchandising.
And Jane is spelled J-A-I-N.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes, and the album is called The Fool. It's now available. What's your favorite song on the album?
Hmm. I would say Maria.
Maria, oh, wow, yeah. Wonderful. So you left us. The last song was your favorite song. Wonderful. Thank you very much for being with us. I love your accent, your music, your smile. Thank you for joining us. What a pleasure to talk to you and to meet you. And if you're in Washington, D.C., please come to our studios and join us live.
Pleasure.
Love to have you here the next time you're in the U.S. From France, with love. The new album is The Fool. Jane is our guest. I'm Larry London, and you are watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.